Chapter 14. And put his head out at an open window on the landing, and looked into the back street for a quarter of an hour. That very night, as I sat thinking of the poor child, and of another poor child who is never to be thought about enough at Christmas time, the idea came into my mind which I have lived to execute, and in the realization of which I am the happiest of women this day. The executor will sell that house, Trottle? Said one. Not a doubt of it, ma'am, if he can find a purchaser. I'll buy it. I have often seen Trottle pleased, but I never saw him so perfectly enchanted as he was when I confided to him, which I did, then and there, the purpose that I had in view. To make short of a long story, and what story would not be long, coming from the lips of an old woman like me, unless it was made short by main force. I bought the house. Mrs. Bain had her father's blood in her. She evaded the opportunity of forgiving and generous reparation that was offered her, and disowned the child. But I was prepared for that, and loved him all the more for having no one in the world to look to but me. I am getting into a flurry by being overpleased, and I dare say I am as incoherent as need be. I bought the house, and I altered it from the basement to the roof, and I turned it into a hospital for sick children. Never mind by what degrees my little adopted boy came to the knowledge of all the sights and sounds in the streets, so familiar to other children, and so strange to him. Never mind by what degrees he came to be pretty, and childish, and winning, and companionable, and to have pictures and toys about him, and suitable playmates. As I write, I look across the road to my hospital, and there is the darling who has gone over to play, nodding at me out of one of the once lonely windows, with his dear chubby face backed up by Trottle's waistcoat as he lifts my pet for Grandma to see. Many an eye I see in that house now, but it is never in solitude, never in neglect. Many an eye I see in that house now, that is more and more radiant every day with the light of returning health. As my precious darling has changed beyond description for the brighter and the better, so do the not less precious darlings of poor women change in that house every day in the year. For which I humbly thank that gracious being whom the restorer of the widow's son, and of the ruler's daughter, instructed all mankind to call their father. End of Project Gutenberg, a text of A House to Let, by Dickens and others. Select by Gutenberg Edition.